WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are moving ahead with plans to fire Wisconsin's top elections official. A state Senate committee is holding a confirmation hearing on the 29th. Megan Wolf's term expired at the end of June, but Wolf has stayed on since no one's been named to replace her. Some Republicans have been eager to remove Wolf since the 2020 presidential election. Wolf hasn't said if she'll testify at the hearing. Governor Evers will lead a trade mission to Europe next month. Nate Wegehout has more.
Evers will be joined by Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, Missy Hughes, alongside 10 Wisconsin companies. The trip will also feature a showcase on the state's expertise in advanced manufacturing, biotech, food manufacturing, energy, and water technology industries. Evers will make stops in Brussels, Amsterdam, and Luxembourg. Last year, Belgium was the 8th biggest receiver of Wisconsin exports, while the Netherlands were the 10th biggest. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Republicans running for president debate in Wisconsin next week. Before that, they'll spend the weekend campaigning at the Iowa State Fair. Paul Pate is Iowa's Secretary of State.
We've got a significant responsibility of helping with this job interview for candidates running for president, and we need to take that role seriously, and we need to make sure we're asking the tough questions of candidates, giving the rest of the country a chance to see and hear how they answer it.
The Milwaukee debate is next Wednesday night. Don't be surprised to see fall colors pop a little early in Wisconsin. Here's Brittany Merlot with the latest in her climate conversations.
Due to the drought the state has dealt with, some trees are already starting to change color. It's because the trees are working so hard, they're using up all of their chlorophyll in the summer just to get by and stay alive. Once the leaves' chlorophyll is gone, fall colors arrive. Areas like the North Woods and the southern Wisconsin River Valley that have had more of a drought expect those rustling leaves to turn their colors even quicker. However, it won't be the same with nature's fireworks at their brightest. Expect more of a dull dud, with less vibrance than normal. Severe drought during the growing season tends to cause trees to begin to turn color early and not last as long. It can even lead them to skip color altogether, browning and falling before fall even really gets started. Remember, the riot of colors that erupts on trees each fall drives billions of dollars in tourism and remains a key way for people to connect with nature. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
A record number of people in Wisconsin are working, more than 3.7 million in July, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 AM. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. A national trucking company that recently filed for bankruptcy is making layoffs in Wisconsin. Yellow Corporation said 46 employees in Toma and 9 more in Eau Claire will lose their jobs as the company deals with its financial issues. Other Wisconsin locations are impacted as well, with Nina laying off 86 employees. 261 employees are being laid off in the state of Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The company has 22,000 employees nationwide. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers get swept by the Dodgers.
Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a pitcher's duel last night in L.A., and the Dodgers came out on top. 1-0 over the crew. The Dodgers have now won 11 in a row. On the mound, Lance Lynn against Corbin Burns for 7 scoreless innings. Then in the 8th, the Dodgers' Austin Barnes with a solo home run off of Milwaukee's Yoel Piamps, Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Lance Lynn pitched well, you know, and it was kind of a series again where, you know, not scoring is a pretty tough way to win.
After the loss, Corbin Burns telling reporters if the Brewers ever hope to win a World Series, they have to win games like this one.
Yeah, obviously it was a tough series, but you know, if we want to win the World Series, we're going to have to beat teams. So yeah, I think we've got the team to do it. We can score runs when we need to, and we can pitch and we play defense. So that's what it takes to win the World Series and get deep in the postseason.
Milwaukee still with a 2-game lead in the division. Open a weekend series tonight in Texas against another tough team, the Rangers. First pitch is at 7:05. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks regular season schedule has been released. The season begins Thursday night, October 26th, at home against the 76ers. NFL, at training camp in Green Bay, the joint practice between the Packers and the Patriots was interrupted 7 times by player fights. After a couple of the fights, head coach Bill Belichick called for a team huddle of the Patriots to lecture his players. Then on the very next play, New England defensive back Jalen Mills was exchanging punches with Packers running back Aaron Jones. I spoke to Jones at his locker.
Today was supposed to be thud, but how are you? You can't thud anybody from the back. And I was like cutting and I was on one leg, so I got pushed in the back and go over there and like, hey, this is not what we're going to be doing. That wasn't a clean play. We're going to be playing clean football. We're going to be professionals, and let's keep it at that.
So you went for clarification, then he comes back and starts jacking you.
I mean, I did give him a shove. I said that and just starts jacking and kept jacking the whole time.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Welcome in to the Stu Daniels Show on a Friday morning, 18th day of August. And we've got another hazy day in store for much of western Wisconsin. La Crosse today, mostly sunny with a high around 81 degrees. In Eau Claire, mostly sunny with a high around 80. But Eau Claire will probably see some hazy skies today from the fires up in Canada. Richland Center, cloudy in the morning. Sunny in the afternoon with a high around 80 degrees. In Amory today, mostly sunny and hazy from the wildfires, highs around 79. And up in Hayward, mostly sunny, hazy, and breezy with highs around 78 degrees. Hey, did you stay up late last night and watch our Brewers game? Well, if you didn't, that's okay. There's good news and bad news. The good news, the Brewers only allowed the Dodgers to score one run. The bad news, the Brewers didn't score any runs, losing 1-0 in Los Angeles last night. The Cubs and Reds both had the day off, so the Brewers are still in first place, but only 2 games ahead of Cincinnati and Chicago now in the National League Central. So, hopefully the Brewers can get back on the winning track pretty soon. So I hope you're having a good day so far. We've got 8 minutes, almost 9 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. And the first story I would like to get to today is a story that I saw in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Ada Deer, prominent Native American leader in Wisconsin, passing away a couple days ago at the age of 88. Ada Deer, a prominent Native American leader in Wisconsin and nationwide, died on Tuesday night at the age of 88. Deer was a trailblazer in every sense of the word, living a life filled with firsts and paving the way for other Native leaders. Ada was one of a kind, Governor Tony Evers said on social media. We will remember her as a trailblazer, a change maker, and a champion for Indigenous communities. But above all, my wife, Kathy, and I will always remember Ada for her kindness and compassion. Deer was the first woman to head the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the first woman to serve as chairperson of the Menominee Nation, and the first Native American woman to run for Congress in Wisconsin. Deer was instrumental in restoring federal recognition for her tribe and also fought for the sovereignty of all Indigenous nations. "I speak up, I speak out," she said in 2018. "It's not like I plotted and planned. I just had this general goal. I want to do, and I want to be, and I want to help. And I've been able to do it. People think you're born this way, but you create your way as you go along. No, your life evolves." Born in Keshena, Wisconsin, in 1935, Deer grew up on a Menominee Indian reservation. She lived in a log cabin near the Wolf River where there was no running water or electricity. In 1957, she became the first Menominee citizen to graduate from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, earning a bachelor's degree in social work. She went on to become the first Native American to earn a master's degree from Columbia University. When federal recognition ended for the Menominee tribe in 1961, the reservation became the poorest county in the state, lacking the tax base to support basic services, and its accounts from businesses such as lumbering operations were quickly drained. In response, Deer helped to organize the Determination of Right and Unity for Menominee shareholders, which had led the movement to return federal sovereignty to the Menominee people. They worked to eventually create the new Menominee Nation after President Richard Nixon signed the law restoring federal recognition to the tribe in 1973. Deer was the first woman to serve as chairperson of the Menominee Nation from 1974 to 1976. "Against all odds, we invented a new policy, restoration," she told a Senate committee during her confirmation hearing to head the Bureau of Indian Affairs. "This legislation is a vivid reminder of how great a government can be when it's large enough to admit and rectify its mistakes. It is also indicative of my tribe's spirit, tenacity, and ability to hold other sovereign entities accountable." Deer was the first Native American woman to run for Congress in Wisconsin in 1978 and 1992. She became the first woman to head the Bureau of Indian Affairs after being appointed by President Bill Clinton in 1993, helping to set policy for more than 550 federally recognized tribes. Education was a key priority for Deer. She co-founded the Indian Community School in Milwaukee. She had directed the American Indian Studies program at UW-Madison and was the inaugural participant of the Culture Keepers Elders in Residence program, a UW-Madison initiative to improve the experience of American Indian and Alaskan Native students by hosting Native elders on campus for extended visits and educational exchanges. Ada Deer was chairwoman of the Native American Rights Fund, organizing leadership workshops for Native American women. And she helped kickstart Native American participation in the Peace Corps. Ada Deer had served as a fellow at the Harvard Institute of Politics at the John F. Kennedy School of Government. In 2019, Deer was inducted into the Native American Hall of Fame. In 2020, she was one of two recipients of the City County Humanitarian Award from Dane County and the City of Madison. In 2021, she was highlighted on the U.S. Department of the Interior's Bureau of Indian Affairs website in honor of Women's History Month. In celebration of her 88th birthday and to honor her groundbreaking work, Governor Evers recently proclaimed August 7th as Ada Deer Day in Wisconsin. The proclamation stated that the state of Wisconsin, quote, honors the strength, wisdom, and passion Ada has embodied throughout her lifetime as a champion for Native American rights, an advocate for social justice, and her unwavering commitment to serving the people of Wisconsin, end quote. Officials locally and from around the country are expressing their condolences, quote, I'm saddened to hear about the passing of Wisconsin icon Ada Deer, said Senator Tammy Baldwin. Ada was a true trailblazer and an inspiration to countless Wisconsinites, including me. She spent her life fighting for justice and a brighter future for Wisconsin, and our state is a better place because of Ada, end quote. Deb Holland, the first Native American to head the U.S. Department of the Interior, also posted on social media, I'm so sad to hear of Ada Deer's passing, a public servant who spent her life uplifting indigenous communities, Holland said. She blazed a trail for women at the Department of Interior, and I am proud to stand on her shoulders. I send my deep condolences to her Menominee relatives and all who called her friend, end quote. But her loss is having the most impact at home on the Menominee Reservation. The MTE, Menominee Tribal Enterprise family of employees and logging contractors, are saddened at the passing of a Menominee icon, Ada Deer, said Michael Skenador, president of MTE, which runs the tribe's renowned logging operations. Quote, she was a remarkable advocate for Menominee restoration and sovereignty. Her love for Menominee was evident in all things, and her belief in our people was unwavering. While we mourn her passing from this world to the next, we will pause to celebrate her remarkable life, end quote. The Menominee tribe posted on its official Facebook page that Ada Deer's legacy will continue to live on through the Menominee community. We extend our deepest condolences to Ada's family and friends during this difficult time, the post read. Ada's contributions to the Menominee community and her dedication to improving the lives of Native Americans will never be forgotten. As we mourn her loss, let us also celebrate her remarkable life and the profound impact she had on all of us, end quote. Menominee tribal legislator, Joey Awanahope said, Deer is a role model for many Native American women in the country and will forever live on in Menominee stories about tribal history. He recalled a Native American storytelling event he attended with her at UW-Madison some years ago. When the event ended, Ada came up, thanked all of us for sharing our traditional stories in our languages. She gave me a hug and whispered to me, your grandfather Johnson and the elders from Zor are so proud of the work you do and the knowledge you carry for our future generations. Don't let that critical piece of who we are die. So Ada Deer passed away at 88 years old a couple days ago, by Tuesday evening, I guess. Just thought I'd share that with everyone. Going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today. Daytime highs approaching 79. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 63. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 91. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average. Sunday and Monday, and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 54.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
Sun's up. Looks okay. The world survives into another day. And I'm thinking about eternity.
Friday morning, wondering where the Lions are. Bruce Coburn for you. 55 degrees in La Crosse right now, 53 degrees in Richland Center, and most areas of Wisconsin, especially northern Wisconsin, western Wisconsin, have an air quality alert in effect until Monday morning because of the wildfires coming or up in Canada and the smoke heading our way from Canada. So keep that in mind. People who have respiratory issues or the elderly or the very young might want to think twice about anything strenuous outside or even going outside if you have respiratory issues. Anyway, let's get to more news of the day on this Friday morning. One thing we often talk about is strange weather, right? Seems like Wherever you go, there are extreme weather events happening. There are floods and there are droughts and hurricanes and strange storms and flooding and wildfires that don't seem to end and last entire summers. Well, now it looks like Southern California may be in for a hurricane. Have you heard about this? It's called Hurricane Hillary. Could bring very heavy rains, winds, and surf to California. And it's a very unusual event. I have a story here from the Los Angeles Times. Talks about people of Southern California getting ready for the big storm. It says a storm brewing off Mexico's Pacific coast and threatening Southern California and the southwestern U.S. was upgraded on Thursday morning to hurricane strength. Forecasters warn it's still too soon to confirm when or if Hurricane Hillary might make landfall and how strong the system could become. But current projections show it could reach the Baja California Peninsula by late Sunday, potentially bringing significant rain, rough surf, and dangerous winds. There's a lot of uncertainty with the storm track and the intensity of the storm, but we will likely see some impacts, said Eric Bolt, the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Oxnard, California. We have to be prepared for the potential for very heavy rain, very strong winds, storm surge, large waves. This is a potentially high-impact event, he said. It's still too early to predict the likelihood that a tropical storm-strength system touches down in Southern California, something the region hasn't seen in more than 80 years, according to the National Weather Service. It's really an unusual event overall, Bolt said. The last such storm, nicknamed El Cordonazo, or the Lash of St. Francis, hit Long Beach in September of 1939, drenching the region and knocking out power. Almost four dozen people died, and about the same number were reported lost at sea, according to archival coverage from the Times and the San Diego Union-Tribune. So, it looks like Southern California could be in for a hit, although it could change between now and the time it actually makes landfall. We'll try to keep you updated. 27 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Well, it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. 111 deaths in holdings so far in the Maui wildfires. The governor planning a statewide address tonight.
There has been growing outrage here by locals who believe Maui's preparedness and response have not been adequate, that the county was not ready and hasn't ramped up its response well enough. And the Hawaii Attorney General is appointing an independent firm to investigate the response.
ABC's Alex Stone. Meantime, the island's emergency services chief, Herman Ndaya, has resigned effective immediately over criticism he did not activate tsunami sirens to warn about the flames. Canadian wildfires are still burning and sparking the evacuation of the entire town of Yellowknife. 20,000 people live there, many standing in long lines at the airport for emergency flights out. President Joe Biden holding a summit at Camp David today, hosting the leaders of South Korea and Japan. The two nations are longtime adversaries, but Biden is hoping he can unite them against China. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory.
A crash in Polk County killed two people yesterday morning on Highway 8 about 6 miles north of Amory at 114th Street. Two vehicles crashed head-on when a car going east crossed over the center line and hit a truck going west. The drivers of both vehicles died at the scene. There were no passengers in either vehicle. The number of people killed on Polk County roadways is now 8 this year, according to the sheriff's office. A man is dead after running a stop sign and crashing into a semi-truck in St. Croix County Wednesday night. The sheriff's office said 22-year-old Junior Carranza Guerra of Clear Lake was driving west on 200th Avenue when he didn't stop going onto Highway 63, where a northbound semi crashed into him. The man died at the scene. The driver of the semi was not hurt. It's the sixth death on St. Croix County roadways this year. And the high school football season got underway last night. Baldwin Woodville defeated Kewaskum 54-21. Menominee downed Rice Lake 21-12, while Glenwood City upended Oliva Strum 47-6.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
To be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. Would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found.
I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
Out and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. To be under the sea, in an octopus's garden with you, in an octopus's garden with you, in an octopus's garden with you.
Oh yes, it's the Beatles with Ringo Starr singing lead on that one, and there is a very specific reason why I played that song. It's because it was on this date, August 18th in 1962, that Ringo Starr made his debut with the Beatles at the Horticultural Society dance in Birkenhead, England, having had just a two-hour rehearsal in preparation to join the band. And this was the first appearance of the Beatles as the world would come to know them. John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Man, 1962, what's that, 61 years ago? And the guy is still out on the road. Ringo Starr, of course, I'm talking about, still out on the road, having a good time, putting on some great shows with all of his friends. And it's been a nice long career, if you ask me. And it's amazing how the Beatles changed things, man. If you weren't around in the 1960s, you have no idea. I know we have a lot of big music artists these days. People like Taylor Swift and Beyonce, and they draw huge crowds and put on incredible shows. But even those don't compare to the frenzy that happened once the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan back in February of 1964. It's like everything was Beatlemania, and it seemed like everybody was into them. Although there were some parents, who were a little upset, saying, I don't like that Beatles music, or the bug music, or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, let's get back to the show. 8:37 and a half right now on this Friday morning. Stu Daniels reminiscing, as I often do. And let's get back to the news. By the way, it's 57 degrees right now in Eau Claire and 55 degrees in Amory. Most places looking for highs today, around 80 degrees, give or take a couple. Hey, just before the break, we were discussing extreme weather events like the hurricane that's about to hit Southern California, possibly or probably. And you know, it's been over a week now since the wildfire, the grass fire in Maui, destroyed the town of Lahaina and killed at least 100 people, maybe many more, since there are still over 1,000 people unaccounted for. But I wanted to give you an account of what went down last week when the fire was burning and when people were trying to get away from it. I have a story here from the newspaper in Maui, the Maui News, and the headline says, Lahaina residents pick up supplies and process loss as road access reopens. Volunteers at Lahaina Gateway hand out groceries and offer medical services. Keep in mind that this story was written for the local people. Okay, it was written for the residents of Maui, since it's in the Maui News. And this piece was posted yesterday. Also, maybe keep in mind that
Hawaii is about 5 hours behind Wisconsin time. So right now it's like 3:30 in the morning or 3:40. But this story with a Dateline in Lahaina says, and please forgive me if I mispronounce any of the Hawaiian names. I'll do my best, but some of them are really long with a lot of vowels. But this piece from the Maui News starts out with the name of a person who's going to give us her story. And I believe her name is pronounced Kahele Alapayo. So Kahele Alapayo and her family fled her ill-fated Lahaina Surf apartments to, quote, to wherever there was blue skies, end quote. As the fire approached and the town was choked with dark smoke on the afternoon of August 8th, the group of adults, Alapayo's 16-year-old sister and her 5-year-old niece, had tried to escape by car, but, quote, there were embers flying over the cars and all of the stuff on the side of us was catching on fire, she recalled on Wednesday. Someone in the car tried to put out the fire, which was consuming little leaves nearby, but when a tree next to them caught on fire, they decided to abandon the car. We just jumped out and ran in opposite directions, Alapayo said. Because it was so dark, I lost my sister and my niece. Her sister and niece headed down toward Baby Beach, where a woman let them use her phone so they could reunite with Alapayo at Mala Wharf. Eventually, the 7 family members who were with Alapayo were reunited at the Lahaina Civic Center shelter last week. We're okay, Alapayo said, as she and a friend, who also lost her home, filled out applications to get a duplicate license at the county's Division of Motor Vehicles and Licensing Lahaina Satellite Office at the Lahaina Gateway on Wednesday. The satellite DMV office on Wednesday began assisting West Maui residents whose Hawaii driver's licenses or Hawaii state identification cards were lost or destroyed by the wildfires. And Alapayo was among the many West Maui residents trying to recoup important documents, collect much-needed supplies, and make sense of the past few days, as they stopped by the Lahaina Gateway Center, which is serving as a distribution hub. Alapayo was staying with friends Lonnie Bask and her family. They initially were at Bask's grandma's house in Kahana, which housed 30 people immediately after the fire. Bask said she and her sister lost their apartment units at Kaiaulu o Kupu'ohai. Her father lost his home, and her mother also lost her home, both of which were along Lahaina Luna Road. We took the back roads because all the roads over here were packed. People couldn't get out, Bask said of her escape from the apartment complex. People were coming into Lahaina and trying to leave Lahaina. All cars were just at a stop. So we took this back road all the way to Hawaiian Homes. We had to like break one of the locks because all the gates were locked, and that's how everyone was coming out through the back roads, Bask said. After the loss of their homes, the friends are also uncertain about their future employment. Alapayo works at Honolulu Surf Company, which burned. Bask works at Old Lahaina Luau. She says she thinks the facility is okay, but she's not sure when it could reopen. On Wednesday, access to West Maui via the highway reopened to the public after officials limited entry to West Maui residents or pre-approved deliveries of supplies in the initial days after the fire. The roadway will now be open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. to motorists, but will be limited to residents, first responders, and employees of West Maui from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Around mid-morning on Wednesday, the traffic on the Pali was minimal. The words Lahaina Strong were painted on both sides of the tunnel along the Pali. Police, as well as unmarked police cars, were posted all along the bypass to prevent people from stopping or parking. Access off the bypass heading Mackay and into the burn areas was blocked off. Traffic got heavy near the Lahaina Gateway, where a plethora of services and help were being offered, including medical care and supplies of water, food, personal products, even toys and books. There were also fresh goods such as milk, loaves of bread, lettuce, bananas, and strawberries packed in brown grocery bags ready to go. A line of cars snaked around the Lahaina Gateway parking lot waiting for supplies. Some of those folks included Pablito and Sheila Yabo, who came to pick up water and food. Helps a lot, Sheila Yabo, who worked at L&L in Lahaina Town, said as they waited in line with others in their vehicles. Yabo did not lose her home, as they live above the Lahaina bypass, but said many family members did. The couple was picking up supplies for family members who now don't have a car due to the fires. "We need to help them," she said. Some medical services were also provided on Wednesday. On hand at the Maui Health Tent was Dr. Vijak Iyasananda, who is the director of the emergency department at Maui Memorial Medical Center and is serving as disaster coordinator on the ground for Maui Health. He said there were around 20 people who needed hospital care over the weekend through Tuesday at the tent. Some patients needed further treatment for burns, OB care, surgical emergencies, diabetic emergencies, and high blood pressure emergencies. Normally, some of these conditions would not need hospital treatment, but some patients did not have medication on hand, Iyasananda said. "Everyone who lost their medicines never got a refill, and you could not leave," he said. "If they had a car, they were afraid they would get stuck." Access in and out of West Maui after the fires has been sporadic and limited. Iyasananda gave kudos to local pharmacies like Maliola Pharmacy and Wailea People and Paws Pharmacy for handing out and transporting prescriptions, or I should say for handling and transporting prescriptions. Also helping out at Lahaina Gateway with the Maui Emergency Management Agency was Tracy Bean of Wailuku, who was born and raised in Lahaina. Her daughter Kendra was also assisting. "It's tough," she said, "of seeing the survivors who have gone through so much, including some people that she knows." So that's, the latest from Maui. If you'd like to help, there are a few ways you can do it. One way a lot of people are helping is by texting to 90999. I believe it's Hawaii. I'll get you more information on that. But you can go to the Red Cross website and donate there. I'll get you some more information on the other side of a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Listen for your footsteps coming up the drive. Listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for your knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear it. Does it mean you don't love me anymore?
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 79. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows around 63. High of 91 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range, we should top out at 79 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 55.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
There's a classic for you, Venus from Shocking Blue on a Friday morning, 8:53 right now. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. And by the way, if you'd like to join us on the phone, feel free. If you have an opinion on anything we're discussing this morning, the phone number to call is 715-388-7155. By the way, you can also send me an email message if you want to. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. And Stu has a U in it. It's S-T-U. Hey, I want to mention that there is an air quality alert in effect for most of you who can hear my voice right now. And that's in effect until Monday morning. Keep in mind, you can get the air quality index for your local area by going to airnow.gov. Okay, airnow.gov. Find out what your index is like. It's supposed to be under 50 if you got really clean air, or under 100 if it's not too bad. But if it's over 100, you want to be careful if you're elderly or have respiratory issues. And if it's over 200, then it's probably a good idea for everybody to stay indoors. So check your local air quality
as we move through this air quality alert. And you can do that by going to airnow.gov. And before the break, we were discussing the, oh, by the way, I want to give you an updated temperature here. I've got 57 degrees now in La Crosse and also 54 degrees in Hayward. Before the break, we were discussing the tragedy in Hawaii on the island of Maui. And there are several ways that you can help out if you want to do your part to help the folks who are suffering right now in Maui, not only the people, but also the animals. You can go to redcross.org. That's redcross.org to support the American Red Cross and send them some money. Also, some of the groups we've been talking about all week are a group called Maui Strong. They're on the ground there, and they are a local organization that's always helping out the people, as well as the Maui Food Bank. Okay, obviously, the Maui Food Bank was around way before the fires hit, and they are on the ground there helping out people as best they can, so you can contribute to them and do a search for either one of those organizations, Maui Strong or Maui Food Bank. You can also, and by the way, if you're trying to write this stuff down, keep in mind that Maui is spelled M-A-U-I, all right, M-A-U-I. If you are an animal lover like I am, you might want to contribute to the Maui Humane Society. They're doing incredible work now, going through the rubble and finding animals that are still alive and clinging to life, trying to help them out, Maui Humane Society. And an easy way to donate to the Red Cross is with a text message. It will charge $10 to your phone. So if you want to give 10 bucks, it's an easy way to do it. If you want to give 20 bucks, I guess you got to do it a couple of times. If you want to give $100, you got to send $10 10 times, right? But the number that you want to use is 90999. Okay, 90 and then three nines in a row. 90999. And you can text the word Hawaii, and that money will go to the fund to help the people in Maui. Hawaii, in case you don't know, is spelled H-A-W-A-I-I. Okay, so text the word Hawaii to 90999, and you'll make a $10 contribution. So do what you can. We should all do our part. Help those folks out. Maui is an incredible place. Hawaii is paradise on earth. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. And if you've never been there, put it on your list of places you want to go, because it's worth checking out. Hey, we got to go to a top of the hour break for news. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On Wednesday the 16th, the Committee of the Whole meeting will be held at 5 p.m. at Amory City Hall. In discussion will be any changes being made in the municipal government, the financial health, as well as the city's operations will be reviewed during the meetings. Enjoy music on the river at the Danielson Stage in Amory starting at 5 p.m. on the 18th. Short Circuit opens the show, and then Chris Crozy at 7 p.m. a.m. Don't miss the live performance. The Indian Head Barbershop course meets at 7 p.m. on August 21st at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. And stop by Michael Park and enjoy a free concert on Wednesday the 23rd. Listen to the Jambalaya Cajun Band. They perform at 6 p.m.
If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News
Media
News
app.
I'm